Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So call us right now, 916-909-1065, if you have kids or even if you don't have kids, because we want to talk about what John Cena had to say. And John Cena is 48 years old, and he does not have children. And he also said he doesn't plan on changing that anytime soon. He isn't completely ruled it out, but he's pretty much ruled it out of his life. And him and his wife, by the way, his wife, totally normal person.
I didn't even know he was married.
Like a random, I think she's like an engineer or something like that. Yeah.
He seems like a great guy.
He really does.
Like an actually kind of normal, very famous person.
All the charity work that he does is really impressive. So he was asked, you know, are you ever going to have kids? And he said, probably not. And then they said, well, why don't you want to have kids? And he basically said, quote, I'll just give you a small insight into my life. I've been working straight for 43 days now, and I've got another 20 to go. So if I were to bring a life into this world that needs environmental nurture and unconditional love, I also know that that takes a lot of time. And I've been blessed with some great opportunities, and a kid would take away from those opportunities. I'd have to make a decision. And I honestly, I find that refreshing. Like, there were some people triggered. There seems to be, Katie and I have talked about this off the air, and she doesn't see this, but text in or call 916-909-1065 if you have. This, like, pithy war sometimes that goes on social media between adults who have kids and adults who don't have kids. And it seems like kids, or adults who don't have kids, they snipe sometimes and almost in a braggy tone, and it really triggers some parents talking because they talk about how much money they have and how much extra time they have, and like, oh my, like,
I'm sure all those things are true. Why would that trigger somebody?
Because it comes across as like you're provocative.
Do you don't think that the people that are responding in a negative way they're responding that way because it's true and that bothers them?
Yes.
But why would that bother somebody?
Because why would it bother somebody?
Yeah.
To have like a lot of extra income and time on their hands?
But they don't have kids.
Right.
Okay, so as far as like in my opinion, because I always wanted to be a mother, that doesn't sound better to me.
But there's a lot of people, though, that like love their kids, but yeah, also feel like they lost out on a lot because they ended up having kids. So it's like two things that they really wanted. It wasn't like, I want this, so I'm okay letting this go. It was, I really want both. And they can't have both. And those are the kinds of people that snipe back. You know, I mean, I'm one of those people to a lesser extent. Text messages coming in. The people who have kids are just mad that they don't have time and money, and that the people who don't do. And that's coming from someone who had a kid. Yeah, I mean, it is. It's true.
I don't.
I think you're an exception.
I guess. Like, I find so much more joy in being a mother. So if that's what somebody else does with their life, it doesn't make me feel like I'm losing something or that I have lost something because I'm a mom.
I actually like what John Cena is saying, because he's not doing it in a way that's trying to elicit a fight with people or provoke them. He's just saying, like, for me, like, I know being a parent requires a ton of work, and there's no way that I'd ever be able to give that kind of work. Somebody said, I agree with Katie. If that's what you want, that's great for either option. There's another text message. I and many other childless people do a lot of charity work and support people that you can't help. I get that. I understand that. It's not the same.
I don't know that one is better than the other, though. It doesn't mean that, like, I mean, perhaps if you're a parent, in the same way that, like, your animal becomes a pet when you become a parent.
Right.
Like, maybe if you're a parent, you lose the opportunity to have, like, love and empathy for things that aren't your kids.
Cheyenne, good morning.
Good morning. So I'm kind of with Katie. I mean, I had kids, and that was my choice, but it doesn't really matter. I'm not jealous of somebody else because I don't have time to be jealous of somebody else.
That's a good point. Yeah. Cheyenne, thanks so much for the comment. That's really funny. Christine, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you want to add to the conversation?
Just that I think that kids are really worth it. I'm a teacher and a mom, and I think it's always worth it to have kids. There's nothing more worthwhile in my entire life than having children and being around children.
So do you?
They are the future, right?
So do you feel bad for people who don't have kids?
Sometimes. I feel like they don't have anybody who's ever going to take care of them or spend time with them on the holidays. I mean, to be alone, is it worth it?
Well, but because you don't have kids doesn't mean you're alone. There are a lot of people that don't have kids. My aunt and uncle don't have kids. And they have the very rich, full lives. They both just retired. And so they decided, you know what, we're going to go live in New York City for a year. But prior to that, they're always doing stuff. And my uncle does theater and my aunt opened a business. And, like, they are never lonely or alone. They have an incredible community of people.
Yeah, and plus also, having kids doesn't necessarily mean that anybody's going to take care of you when you're older. I'm not banking on that with my kids. They barely take care of me now. But anyway, thank you so much for your calls. You know, keep the text messages coming in, though, to 916-909-1065.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.